forefront of that month. We opened up the Sugar Hut Month by saying, according to one of Ramadan, there's two kinds of that month. There's two obvious months, the Purim Sugar Hut. One is Erev Shabbos, the Dama Shemot Paternal, and one is on Shabbos, even Dama Shem, and the Most Paternal. That's what Purim Sugar Hut. And that's Ramadan. On that manifest, the Gemara has a potentially a third kind of Hashem. But the Gemara says, so that's my Mandayamic one. There are two obvious ones before the Gemara. One is Erev Shabbos, the Dama Shemot Paternal, and one is on Shabbos, even Dama Shem, and the Most Paternal. That's what Purim in the Gemara. And that's Ramadan. On that manifest, the Gemara has a potentially a third kind of Hashem. But the Gemara says, so that's why I'm going to die on the base. We didn't have Mana, the Shumashim and Nami also. We didn't have Suke Havla, Zaysim Maski Havla, the Shumashim and Lom Maski Havla. So Rashi says, Suke Havla, Gondesh Hibdin, the Dover Pache, Vidia Kufa Al Hagefes, the Lech Elish Hagefes, Ma'ale Hevel, the Mala, Umakia, Kidelish of a Kufa. So, this is a funny kind of Hatmana, no? It sounded like Hatmana, which goes against all the rules. What's the first rule of Hatmana? That the object which is guilty, the guilty party, the Dover HaMatmin, has to be touching and surrounding the Dover HaMutman. Over here it's not that way. Over here you have the Zaysin on the bottom. They're not touching the pot. Higher up, you have a pot which is something around it. And this kupa has a kadera inside, and something within the kadera inside. And it's being heated up by what? By the hevel of the zeis. So that's a very big kiddush. It seems like that's a new din. A new din, no? What kind of din is this? A din which tells us that Zaysim seems to be unique. Right? It's a special kind of a case. So this din is this din found in Shulchan Aruch? Special din of Zaysim. Assuming it is a special din. Is it found in Shulchan Aruch? Or is it not found anywhere? I'm sorry?
Mishnah Zayin Zayin, it talks about Madaf Kajepis, but in general, whenever you have something that is not Nosef Hevel on top of something that is a heat element, then it has a din, when they work in tandem.
The Rishon Zayin Ches, that's the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yonah, that we saw in Ketubah Chotanah, that we saw quoted in the Ram. That's true. That is true. This is not exactly the same case.
Right.
Is it exactly the same case? No. Take a look. In any event, there seems to be a third kind of Hatmana over here. Then there's a possible fourth kind. And this idea of the four kinds of Hatmana is found in the beginning of the piece by the Megillah Sefer. The radical three and a potential fourth. What's the potential fourth? The next Gemara. Mchesem and Aleph. What's the next Gemara? The next Gemara, Mchesem and Aleph, is as follows. Gemara says, tells a story. They saw a guy, the Anach Kuza, the Maya, the Kukuma. And Rabbi said he's doing a bad thing. Not allowed to do that. Why? Him and the Mecham, I got a Mecham friend of Gemara. Gemara says, how's the Kukuma Kamokim, how the Kukuma Kamolim? What's the difference? From the summary, Shonim say, it's a bishop problem. Rabbi Yonah says, a Bishul problem in the middle of Parak, my man told me, we took care of Bishul, the third Parak. We're now in the fourth Parak. So open to the Ron, please, and I've come back to the island, where this will discuss briefly. We'll turn to the fourth Parak. Many on Hiksha, Dibra Masl Umakshu. The line begins with the word Zahrab Rabbeinu Yonah, Zorpei Reish, Rabbeinu Yonah Zal Hiksha. Yehok, Yamai Shan Yehok, Ad Alba Kulim Pirik, and Bat Mona Irina, the Lord Ba'an Alba, Tom Ba'an Alba, Tom Ba'an Alba, Dibra Perza, Tanachas Kuzah Puma, the Kukima, Zulon. Today, the Hat Mitzneim, Bedavar Shem, the most of Hava, we're going to pizza kumkum in Bodjom, we'll put the galos of the chasos of the Shabbos, pizza the Kamah, but you wrote to the Hatman at Kuz of the Shabbos, at Puma the Kumkum up. The time when put the Hatman is at Zone. We know that Hatman is Zone and Mutter. Baba Saka died, that there are Mizeh, or that feel the Al-Gabi and Mekam Shari. The Rabba Osar. So Luke's is a new category of Atmanah, which Rabbeinu Yonah has established. His is found in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Megillah Sefer has two pages of Sefer, it's not found anywhere. The Beis Yosef didn't quote it, the Torah didn't quote it, the Mechaber didn't quote it, the Reish didn't find anywhere. So suddenly he wakes up and says, sure it's quoted. Back in Reish Nun Gimel. He made a discovery, take a look. Reish Nun Gimel, look back. Come on. But this did have Rabbeinu Yonah made it into the Mechaber. And said, hey, it's the famous Kedera Gabe Kedera head. Sifay, what the lead loves of Kedera's comment to Shabbos Pashas and his passionary of Shabbos called Zorobon Panadish, the Hayotan of Hamon, the Kedera Bishop of the Cup, the famous. You took something cold and you're covering it. It's awesome. Why is it awesome? So the Rajbo says, this is Rabbeinu Yonah's issue. That's the Mishnah Berurah, it's a cut to the test. Are you watching the tweet? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharasim came up that in Hoya age, if it was under a fire, under a fire, Gamak there shall the matter also last shall also tapas up the garden. Who killed the Kamar, the stimulation of Zion, Sip Hay. I think it means a test, it's a typo. Do you have tests? Unbelievable, they fixed it. I have Hay, also if you want it. So it's, the corner of it says there are many owners, Chomer is found. Is found over here. Of course, the Benyon is also a Machman race from Zion Sifchet. The Benyon being consistent. The Ramban in Sifchet, he never made it to Sifchet. The Machaber and Kohler. But the Ran quoted the Ramban, who said that the whole discussion over there is in a case in which there is contact between the top and the bottom, and otherwise, you'd say what? Shehi Yolachon and Atman Yolachon. course, this is a bit of a problem with the Rambam. If they're touching each other, Rabbi Osai, so then who needs this? Who needs the covering on top? Isn't the Rambam part of the school of thought of the Rish and others who say that as long as there's a what? Hatmonim mitzadecha, that's aser. What do you need this whole thing on top? Should be a, forget the thing on top. Just ask it for the contact in one side. I don't know if the case here is limited. The issue is limited to a case where the touching of the bottom plus a covering on top. Forget the covering on top. So you have to answer one of two things.
That's
only going to be also a couple of colors. Oh, the Beis Yosef says, the Beis Yosef that it's on top of a tedera, and the tedera is olechas umitzdanenes. It's starting to cool off on the bottom, and therefore it wouldn't be aser just based on atmana mitzadecha. Before. Or we can suggest another possibility that since the kupa on the bottom it doesn't move, it's not pliable, it's not bendable, so there's no atmana. Perhaps. Well, tzadecha may be different, as we said. Depends on the Alter Rebbe and what the chat from the Alter is. Alter Rebbe introduced the idea of Abim Tas. Oh yeah, I forgot to listen to. Oh, it's been Kavaldi Akash yesterday on the Shara Tzion. Ooh, oh, wow, really, that's stuck. Here, I don't hear it. Gimel. Talking about Tzas Avir Mavri. What's going on over here? Why is it Mishnah Shara Tzion, somebody in Mekka with Tzas Avir? We have the rush that Harvey. Harvey! Kind of Tzas Avir. What's going on over here? Tzas Avir Mavri. The rush required Aver Harbet. More than that, the Alter Rebbe says there's always a Tzas Aver. It's impossible otherwise. That was his whole work, right? It's not pliable. There's always a big Aver Tzas. So what's he saying? Does he mean the Paschim like the Alter Rebbe? Then what is he answering it? We need a little bad shit Tzas Aver. There's always a big Tzas Aver. What do you think? Almost unthinkable. The Alter Rebbe. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah held, you can find the case where there's no Aver Tzas. And in that case, he taka asks it. Against the Metzias of the Alter Rebbe. Or, like I told you originally, maybe Tzas means really hard. I mean, Tzas is locked up. Tzas means significant. And it's relevant to us. Because what about our crack pots? There's always going to be Aver Tzas. Has to be. But most people say that's insignificant. I saw in the Oshkosh Shabbat. That's nothing. It's meant to specially fit directly in there. That object doesn't mean anything. If you put the Shabbat in literally, then it would mean something. The more the object we mentioned yesterday could be what Lubavitch could use a crock pot. P.S. Even if you're a Lubavitch and use a crock pot, I don't think you can gain what people think you can gain, namely putting it back in. On a raid and show them Friday night, and put it back in, take it out on Shabbat. I think that's awesome for sure. Why? Why not us? Why not Tzman? Not Shehir. Rather what? Hakzara. I have Zara's mutter. Hakzara's only mutter what? Al Gabo. But not the Toko. The Mefurash of Mechaber. Take a look. Reish Nun Gimel Sid Beis. Mefurish Mechaba that way. The Gemara said the Mechaba quotes it. The Dafka Gaba Abel and Tocha Asur. Yes, sure, I know the Mishnah Berurah. Don't tell me. I know the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that what? That our Kiris would have no Tocha Chalal. They're Pshutas. They're flat. Tocha the Gaba Nebun. Then put the Lahafalem. Alem shape toe. That's what we talk about a normal part of the Rad. Of 70 years, of 100 years ago. But crack pot. Can't say that about a halal. They definitely do have a toe. They made a specific toe to put the thing back in there. So it's always going to be awesome anyway. Can you really? Yeah.
You can't have a pocket prisoner in a black, exactly. You can change the tone out of
I would say they can rely on it. Once you rely on that, you may be able to get a one-piece crack rod. Unless I could give a slight check, not true, quite. Because if the person has a two-piece crack rod, the person can say, you can make a bless. Well, that was from her, help for she, I'm kind of blessed, I make a bless. Take a big piece of tinfoil, humongous, and have it go, like all over the place. You should extend on all sides. You should go, you know, picture it. A big piece, and you're going to go tuck it down, and then you're going to tuck it back up again. You're going to extend on all sides. That's a kind of a bless. You can use the matter of Zara, even if you don't want to rely upon Hananya. If you're a big Rumi Yid, and you hold it to be a Ralofa, because Hananya is only going to be some stuff with the Yevet, and after losing his shogun, here's a Kazanish. You better put a two-piece crack pot, and you put a, I mean, leave out a month. You put in a big bless, and you don't put it back. If you have a bless and you can't put it back, so great. You're losing more than you're gaining, probably. Especially in the Hilchos HaTzmona. So, that's the question. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman has this unusual psak. The last psak, I think, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, put in tinfoil. What it sounds like. So, Ta'atilo lasas kveva pshuta shal pach v'choler av shabbos yapsiku be'o be'in kveva satar shal v'amachshir. V'tov shteish gambo levnes v'l nikerash yim avsegas be'neyem. One minute, hold on a second. But Rav Shlomo Zalman is talking about Hatzmona. So Rabbi David writes back in his letter to Rav Shlomo Zalman, printed in the Oshel Shabbos, what are you going to do? I don't see what you're saying. If it's Hatzmona, how's the thing for going to help? But Shehiya may help, not Hatzmona. The confidence. Yeah.
That's
what he means. Yeah, I don't think it's true, because you see a crack, but you don't see any metal. You see a heating element in the crack, but it's in the walls, right? It's in the walls. So what's the difference? It's a wall, you put a piece of tinfoil, it's a right there, a wall, another wall. I don't understand this. What I do understand is what Rabbi Yashin said. Rabbi Yashin said, I have an eighth of the crack pot. Take some rocks. That's very sharp and pretty primitive. They get to the fancy little bar official to go to sell the bar pot for a dollar. Official crock pot lifter. You know, something like that. Just to make a business out of it. And pick it up. You pick it up, Rabbi Yashin said, if you pick it up, then you solve the problem. Why do you solve the problem by picking it up? Well, I'll tell you a few reasons. If you pick it up, number one, it's no longer touching, but it's picked up high. Like biomass, that was dear kesef. No, it's considered all one big thing. Put kama avon and pitanos. By that tukbak deira, what'll come out? Two things. First of all, he says, miktas me'atranos megulos. And if you want to be megal, it's part of the megula, that'll be enough. This is the psak I mentioned about, just one third is megula for enough. I don't want to mix us. Another place it says you require a third. Then if the Rabbi Yashin was going, which has a track, you can rely on the rush. This is all Rabbi Yashin. The rush about this Bishlubo. Rabbi Neubert is cool.
So why is this Bishlubo?
It is Bishlubo. But the Russians never made it to the Shulchan Aruch. P.S. Someone was told me today, the Rush is very tricky. The Rush threw in two phrases together. He threw in the phrase of what? Mishlubo, and he also says what? Gam, what's the Gam? Eron HaGatoma. So he has the brackets over here, plus the Rush. But there it's not talking about Bukulo, only the Tachton, and the whole story. Maybe the Rush only talking about the Dimya, the Kitsa. He's not so sure the Rush really meant it. And he says, somewhere else, that's what I'm wrong. If you lift it up, it's not touching the walls anymore. Because if you lift it, it's shaped, right? Isn't it better flat down? Isn't it somewhat contoured out? Slow, right. It's wider on top than on bottom, correct? Am I right or wrong? A little bit, no? It's noticeable. So if it's water on top and on bottom, you pick it up 2 inches off the floor, an inch off the floor, it won't touch anywhere. It won't even be close, because at every point, it's going to be what up along an inch further down. So it's going to be narrower than the surrounding wall. Yeah? So you got to make sure they get good rough. And you can't say this is the way it's made. Because here it's lifted up a little bit. I don't know. If you get rocks that are exactly the same, four rocks that are exactly the same. That's another good question. Will it cook? Well, the answer is rock before Shabbos. Let it cook on the bottom. Before Shabbos, you pick the thing up, put it to your four rocks, and then you rest it there. Will it stay hot? Apparently it does. People use it. Apparently it does. Someone told me that, I think it was Ellie Bacon who told me this, that he was there at Eliyosha's Yosha's house. He's related to Nazim. Related. When they were showing how much effort was he ready? Someone should call up Ellie and find out exactly what happened over there. How much has to be lifted. Half Shabbat. Okay, but we still have a kind of the main discussion here. What's the thing about the mother of the Mitzvah? Keep going around and around. Not to take that back. We discussed that. What is mitzvahs? Yesterday we've been pulling back and forth. What's it if it is mitzvahs? We can remake them with the Ramah. How do you define mitzvahs? That's the question which is raised here in the Mevakshei Torah. You all have. So also we're going to read it together. It's so important. It's also a bit complicated. So let's read it together. You don't have this more. It should be enough. Are there more? There has to be more. Brother, my favorite. Wait, this appears on Atham? Okay. The Omnom. Ever see the place? Together at Mother of Mixas, Sarah Beer. At Kama Koshiv Mikzas, Shalei Koshiv Atmona Rak Mishahok Rak Kishiyah, Umeema Sayin of Kori Mikzas Alech Shakat Mona Koshiv, Vine Arash Brazal, the Kiddushim Reish Pergma Vatonim, Tonim, a couple of mistakes over here, another mistake, no? Two Tonim, quite a few, Hiksha Al Rabbein Atanza, Shem Afurish Vimastisim Gare Atmona, No Tel Asakizui, Behain, no flows. Hare Sheyesh, Kaan Atmanah. This is sort of a Yesh. Someone wants to say something like that? Two Yesh in there. You gotta fix it up a bit. One Yesh is extra, one Tonin is extra. It's much worse mistake down the road. We'll see soon. Okay. The Kosov says this is what the Rabbi Rashi was right. V'yantom adaska v'kshemulam t'muna v'chut v'pipiya imkei nasata d'varecha l'shiurin. So as book moves from here, that even the slightest hatmana is called a hatmana. What we call it tzarecha. Could it prove from an offer of the Mishnah? And Afnan Aleph talking about the taking the lid off, that it's not covered 100%, it's still considered Hatmana. So once you're saying that it's Hatmana without 100%, so then all bets are off. How can you pick and choose? How can you pick and choose? This is quoted by the Rat, by the Chidushi Haran, who quotes the Rashba almost verbatim. This is what I asked you to see. And he said, is the rise all right? Well, I'm off the Mavakshi now, back to the Rishon, to the Chidushi Rabbi, the real Rabbi. It's completely surrounded. It's a handle. So the rod and the chalush knocked off the raya. The pot is completely surrounded. Maybe only the complete surrounding, complete. Could be considered atmana, except for the teeny one centimeter of the thickness of the handle, which is on top, and you pull it off. So you knocked out the raya. And if his knockout is right, it's only going to be usher if it's completely surrounded. This seems to be the view of Rav Moshe. Completely surrounded. I, friend Rav Moshe, yes, the Kashi gets himself from the Chanei Tveria, from the mice of the Ashi. What do Ashi Tveria do? What do they do? They took a pipe of water. What do they do with it? They let the water go flow through what? Through the Chanei Tveria. So you see, that's considered out tomorrow. Wait a minute. It's exposed on both sides. On the side where the water comes in, and the side where the water goes out. So you see klar, and they can be atmana without being completely surrounded. That's the one I have to see from Kut Mem Zayin. The last tshuva, this is Rav Moshe's whole series over here, I believe. So you get the Rechitza. Rechitza B'Shabbat is next week's topic in here. We'll start talking about that. That's the last two other big girls we'll start talking about. Zok Rav Moshe Zayin. You see the Omen Atzad? Rabbi Ayin already asked it from the Raya Chanei Tveria. Tshuva. Hatmana and Mikri Shemachusa Lamala Uminakfala. Completely surrounded. Havel Vistabir. Shemokum Ponime Akdera. Shem Shalat Tavshil. Imurak Mixas. Shalahoya Makusa. Also Mokum Nami Koshki Skashat Tomu. The Zeus moved the seal on Dachet Tveria. The Chomokum Amayim Ayatomun. The Chamin. The Main Tveria. What does that mean? I mean, wherever the water is, it's surrounded. But how does the water get in and out? You have a picture?
Oh, no, I was
supposed
to say it was
in
the water.
The water level over here. What cup? Wait, it's much of steel. I thought the master took a pipe. And the pipe went through the hot water of Comet Valley. That's why I was sitting up. By definition, the pipe is open on the side. That thing that's going to flow through. So what do Rav Moshe answer? What do Rav Moshe mean over here? What did he say? Okay. He says, Mokom poni me'akdeva she'en shal tashu l'vumlik rak fiksa shloya v'chusa sa mokom nami yechosa t'chom. In other words, right? What I think he means is if you have a pot. The pot is 6 inches high and has a cover. And the food only goes up 4 inches high. So I cover the bottom 4 inches and the cover. The top 2 inches are open. So what? No food there. It's still considered to be tough. That's not considered Rav Moshe's first line. And that's not Chick's very. So anything means like that. There's a pipe going through. And somehow or other they arrange it in a way that the water starts going on top, then it sinks to the bottom. And then the entire bottom is surrounded. And then it goes out on top somehow. That's what it is. It's a U shape, but a pipe goes down and comes up again. And that's the top notch experience. I thought it's a different verb, you could say. I thought a different verb. I think somebody said it. Maybe you can tell me where it is. I forgot. I saw somebody's spot. I don't know which one it is. That it has to be Tomon Pekulo, except for something which is impossible to cover. Look. Put on cool sadi hay. He says it's valid. Yes, Cash gets from all. You don't change very much. Zelka.
And if not, so what's the big deal? So I have
18%, and I have 36% of the difference. Full minority. But come out as an important line. Does he quote that line? No. I think maybe he quotes it later on. An important line. Let's go back. Haray the Lorak Shekolakadeh Mokusaviyat Mona, after Ruba Mokusaviyat Mona. Fialakas Kavavikavak Shekolakadeh Mokusaviyat Mona. Fialakas Kavavikavak Mona. Goodbye. Goodbye, crockpot. Rabbi Tom says you are usher. So far. Quote the Prima Godin, who quotes the Rashba, who says, even if one day Rabbi Tom was broken lamer, in Kolak, the bear of a food to be summoned, Apa, Fish, and Moko, Makisim, and Gula, and Lamala, Koshu, Hashmona. But the Rashba, says the Litton Rev, and I draw the Shirin. I said, if people got a pass, if the time is surrounded except for the cover, it must be Al Korchenu, up on the Rashba, up on the Mishnah. It has to be also. You and I know it's not true. Why is it not true? We haven't said that I wasn't tripping today, then. What's that?
No.
The Chidush Iran. The Chidush Iran knocks off the Raya of the Rashba. He says the Raya of the Rashba is unknockoffable, irrefutable. Not true? Iran knocked it off already. So, he's trying to bring a riot ruin to crack, but it's also the Chola Deis, because it's surrounded on all sides except for the top, it's against the Mishnah. Not against the Mishnah necessarily. How do you go on? And this boy, the Chora, Mishibri, Sefer Truma, who's one of the main Chachmi Ashkenaz, quote, Upilish the Menu Yaakov, the Sefer Tam, the God of the Hatzim came into the Chaseh, the Chol Tzad, and Cain, Hainu, the Torah, Mof, of a Bullet, Havala Hashas, Al-Kira, Al-Pitput, שיש איש פאפט על קייבן שאין מחס הכלי המסובב מכל צד הוא דשאלת בו אבירו שכן סתם על הצורך לילה ואפילו לך על המוח הניקר הדובר של חשבוש יש כל כך שיצחמם ולך על המחס שמי יחד הרי שאיסו לבין אתם במה שיחס הכלי כבוד מסובב בכל צד ואין את בעצפנו שבזה תולי איקר שם עצמנו ובדמינקה ובמקבל בחינומו The Yosef is a Masina Vagrad, Madur Abasra, Shadiq Vidivir Arasefer Truma Lolo, Lesser Am Mitzvahs Merubon. We saw it, we called Sad. Okay, good. So far, the Maisa Rakpats remain us, right? They are surrounded at all sides, much more than a majority. Om the Magrad, the Kutus Akbar, you have a top. So if you have, if you can grab both sides at the very top and pick up the entire pot, then it's good. That implies the entire pot top is uncovered. That's how I understand the drive. He doesn't know about the Rana's business, so we're going to discover the way. The Rana's a case which you have a funny case. You have a handle sticking up and you're going to pull the whole thing up with the handle. What would the Rana think about it? Won't the cover just come off and there's nothing? Yes, because that's what we're talking about. What's the Rana's case? You pull it up, you take out the pot and you pull it up the cover. You're pulling up the cover, that's the difference. The Rana's case is pulling up the cover. You have a thin little handle goes off 5 inches, surrounded by coals, it's like a submarine, you know? This one of those things sticking out, and you go, and you pull up the cover. But the boiler guys, the friendly guys, can pick up the whole pot. You can't do it with a little stick sticking up. Must be at the pot, at the very top, is above the gefilte level. Like we have an out pot, two little things in the side, you can hold it up. That would be above the gefilte level. And that's good, it's not interesting to be the cover. What do you see for the Rav Yonah boiler pot? That even though it's surrounded, not just, it gets Rav Yonah top. Rabbeinu's has an usher, if it's Gruba, they say it's looked there as long as the top is revealed. You know, the vast majority is covered. Then it's rackets, we a little bit of a Chazanish critique. Remember the Chazanish said that this whole thing is a bump? He's on the side. Everyone knows you have to have one on one side is us. And the only thing are the rules supposed to be made only if it's because of the Rashbam. The parentheses, the brackets over here, and the Rav Yonah top explain that way, and the truth is the Rav Yonah also top explain that way. We won't go into that right now. So far on both sides, what comes out? According to this grad in the Kutcher's Akron, we have it, don't we? Is the one thing has Xerox? Which one is it? The first one or the second one? The first one. Let's read it in the original, the most important thing is. So far, the top kind of sell us a bargain, no? But the top is revealed. Yes.
In this case, the defender would also be where it has a lid on it, it's coming forward, but he's holding handles from the side as well.
I guess he can't imagine that that's possible. Because if they're cold below the face, they're going to be cold from the top and cold from the side. It's not going to... Oh, I never thought of that. In other words, you have big handles on the side. Well, they have a pot. We surround it completely. And it'll have two long extended handles on the side of the pot on each side towards the top or even in the middle. They can pick it up from there. You're knocking off the raya, you say. You're knocking off the raya. The whole of you saying it's surrounded. What?
Fakir.
That's a fool of cold, he says. Let me direct.
You're not. You're looking at the pot. Because it's going on.
Wait, hold on. Let's go. Let's do that. Let's be seated. You with the record set. Now what we start. What did the Rebbe say over here? It says, because that Jack Bayer of a Fusa Lamala in the Hawking, I believe a Gula Lagamri came in or gave him. After notes on the keys of his place, Tana Kapur is in the Pentagon, when we know this. Covers with the meaning, the regular cover. Ain't Bok of Cloud. If he not the cuts of a Taz, if he not the cuts of a Rabah, Rachel Gimel, the Gula Lamala of Shaykh Hashmona, Bahainu, our people called out no sale at the Munin, in the womb of Mordechai Reish Perek Dalet. Shehevi Amom and Avram, son of Pirus HaSheiris Yosef. I am Shem HaSheiris Yosef, Shepirus Behedra. She called off no sale at the Munin, and she eat Epsho the Salko, to lo yechate the Gepolim, who poshedu the Lavachi lo habit segregation, who bahagosham the Mordechai, right? Memories of Mordechai? Mashma, the hedger that feel the cooler with menace to the colin, at your ain lo mokro, who lit for sakadera, ain is the mission at mana. The Alkama Mishun, Shapia Pasua, the love of the cost of a tab mission test. So he's saying that as long as the top is empty, top is not covered by coals, even though everything else is completely surrounded by coals, it's mushy. That's what it is, right. But this top of the crack pot, they didn't look there all of a sudden. The Rabbi had a time for the Rubo is actually out the Rebbe and found that it didn't matter. But wait, the Rebbe hasn't finished speaking.
Yeah.
include the Zagatma. After MS Agrad, the Madura Basra Star, Masma. Masma means seed. Shem Father. No, they're out there, right? No, okay. Where's the next copy of this?
There should be somebody copy the canvas.
Of the killer there. The problem of Mishayuka, the Zora, the Rabbi, the Torah, the Kalponim, All of a sudden, because of very sodistic of work, the ego is attacked. The first is wrong. The ego is paid actually. You have a boost of the gun with a mala. The two names of it, Master of the Bayard, the Aspetio, the Master of the Rubo, Osur, Lobo, the Kadesh Bazet, Sheverubo, Osur, I feel the Gula with a mala. And the rock for open, he don't know his case. Sheverus, the task is under the garden with a mala. Raksha Kofa, Kadeva, Alakli, Ve'eno no gas could leave a less than a subgoddard. Who go for there, I'm a piece of the Malay and Ogea. The Kovako, Lord Shaikas for a close of Renatan. Sir, a cold palm of Zach Dera from Gula from the Malo. The Shalit Bavira, posted at the beginning of that for Zion. What the Sefer Truva says, the Goli Date, Lord Prophet of Kikuma, next talent. Out of the open, the Lord Shaikas, the Shalit Bavira. The Gangoli Dana should cover the Himuma, but hit their arm out of the Rakhul Shono, Shepherd Gula on the Mala, Mamish open. Who was there, Angel of Gula on the Mala? Who came with Yagan, who had put on the robe as far as your husband came to Shane of the Gula on the Mala. And it's Gavaldic, Rabbi Natan, who was there in his fashion, hated Rabbi Natan to say for Yosha. Right? So the Ramon says, what? The Gula on the Mala. Right? The Gula of the Mala. What does that mean? Yeah. I read in a comment before it. The Gamba Rubo Khoshiv at Mana rolls enough to answer. We take their look at Shuto. And it's enough that it's completely open on the very top, the way the Tuscan did. So it's told against her in a time at the very source. Wrong. Because there are more, there are not yet in the sentence that I read before, that the Sardinian that you can't cover on top of animals, the pebbles. Harilu Hedra! Mighty Shehani, not to say on the Gula of the Mala, but what's going to be the Sardinian? Well, I think that Kol Shad Spanish will boost the Ruba of the Ruba of the Atmana. After the Mala, and it wouldn't have been the most of Hebel. How about the Pona of the Gula? I should ache in the Tehra there are more. The Gula of the Mala, the Mala of the Shono. In that case, I'm sure we'll go to cool off with the Gapolan to go to the Rabbi Yavin. What if I love Boshi? That's fun. There is no Sphira. These are Amira and Atana. The Mordecai when the Rabbi Yavin. They won't go against him. They're going to a case where there's no covering on top whatsoever. There's no covering on top whatsoever. It's Mordecai. I'm not discussing this with the pot cover, right? That's fine. I mean, there's nothing on top of the pot cover. So then it's mutter. But if what? Rabosa, help me out. If it's sardine on top, or in the top case, then it's the rubo, sardine around the rubo, then it's off.
For the rubber,
there are muscles. The Ramos, the Gula of the Mala, Takavim from the Mala only, the Nazar Beheter. It's surrounded on all sides of the very top of the Gula. Mutter, higher than the top, said, Rulo Asif. No, that's all the way up, Sadinim on the top.
That's not a curious thing to go on.
Exactly.
So there, so Rabbi Natan would say that it's Rubo.
Rubo plus the coverage is us. But if there's no covering, then it's Muslim until you have Mamas Kulo, even though the entire sort is around. And with this, the answer is Bos Kasha. What about Bos Kasha? What about Bos Kasha? Come on. What about Bos Kasha? The Rashi says, what? For the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? No, for the fact peacefully there ain't no flaws to the installation. All the way. Alba keeps the Akadeira, Hima Gula, Rafa PK, Lohi Piru, Adam Adam Hashem Amosif, Adam Adam Amosif, Osir. We see with Purish that even though the top is exposed, he's not going to slow the thing, right? Okay? So upon it, the Kedera Megula Bechelta. So maybe you need, it's going to be an exact fit. The carpet will go from the very tippity top of the pot. You'll have a Raya Lahoko. We'll have a Raya Lahoko where it goes a little bit before the top of the pot. You're not supposed to grab it on top. We didn't quite finish. We're almost. We finished basically Kuflam test paper. We have one more page to go. Kuflam test. The Sunday, if it'll probably complete the sugya, and then we'll start the sugya over a piece of the Shabbos. We'll be leaving the Shabbos around the Shabbos. Quite finished.
Have a wonderful Shabbos, Barry. It's nice to hear your voice. Well, at least I hope it's nice that you hear my voice. A lot of Uri Orlean.